and welcome to Business 300. My name is Philip Kulishov, and this is 300 Seconds About Business. We're all a busy people, so I have 5 minutes or less to get my point across. Five more minutes about financial statements. In the last episode, I covered a few basic things to be looking for when interpreting your income statement. This time, I'm going to do a similar thing with the balance sheet. Unlike the income statement, which is a time-bound picture of what your business did, the balance sheet is a snapshot of the strength of your business equity. The balance sheet does not have a start and end date like the income statement. It is captured with an as-of date. The first section of the balance sheet defines your assets. Simplified, assets is everything that your business owns or controls. There are current assets, things like cash, accounts receivable, and inventory. These are generally more liquid in nature and are more accessible. And there are non-current or long-term fixed assets. These are not as liquid, but are usually the things that are generating the income, things like real property, buildings, and large equipment. The next section of the balance sheet lists your liabilities. Liabilities on a balance sheet is everything your business owes to somebody else. Again, there are current liabilities, that is, accounts payable, accrued but not paid expenses, and 12 months of debt coverage. And there are long-term liabilities, that's the total debt balance on your business. And the last section is your business equity. This is how much your business owns after all debts are covered. So, assets minus the liabilities. Equity is typically composed of shareholder capital, money that the owner has invested into the business, and retained earnings, the total sum of all your accumulated net profit. So when you're reading the balance sheet, what message is it telling you? Again, there are many ratios and interpretations, but a few fundamentals here. The purpose of the balance sheet, as I've already mentioned, is to show the strength of equity. How much of what you're controlling do you get to own? This is the tangible value of business ownership. So the first metric to look at is debt to equity. What is the ratio of total debt to total equity? A ratio of 1.0 means that you owe as much as you own. Anything greater than 1.0 means you owe more than you own. And under 1.0 means you owe less than you own. The lower the number, the less risk you have. Of course, you want the debt to equity ratio to be as small as possible when it comes to limiting your risk and exposure. A debt-equity ratio of 0.5 or lower says that your equity is resistant against debt calls. However, what the debt-equity also tells you is how efficient you are at utilizing your capital. Unless your business is a cash cow that can fund its own growth, typically if you want to grow substantially, you have to borrow from future earnings, which is what debt is. Depending on your context, utilizing debt may be strategically advantageous. But leverage always brings risk. A high debt-equity ratio says your entire business is at risk. The next ratio to look at is your current ratio. This is your current assets over your current liabilities. This ratio tells you how liquid your business is. So if you had to pay all your short-term liabilities, those within 12 months, how well can your business cover that without shaking up the operation or having to add more debt? A ratio of 1.0 is, again, the break-even. Anything above 1.0 says you have more coverage. Under 1.0 says you don't have enough. The bigger the number, the less at risk your business is. A low current ratio says your ability to continue serving customers at your current level of earnings is at risk. However, current assets include inventory, anything from raw material to finished goods that are unsold. These sorts of assets can be difficult to turn at the valued price in short notice. So you can also use something called a quick ratio, which is the same as current ratio but excludes the inventory in the calculation. In most businesses, this demonstrates a more accurate picture of the business liquidity. And the final ratio I'm going to mention is your return on equity, the ROE. This is where you combine the net income from the income statement with the equity on the balance sheet by dividing the income by the equity. The ROE tells you how efficient your business is at deploying capital in order to generate income. When all is said and done, this is the work of business ownership, utilizing money, which is a measure of productive value, to generate more money, again, a measure of productive value. The former is in the form of equity, the latter in the form of income. How good are you at compounding the value you give to customers in order to be able to give them more value? The return on equity demonstrates how productive your business is in serving customers well. It all boils down to serving customers. The income statement tells you how much value you're providing to your customers. The balance sheet tells you how good you are at providing that value. That's what financial statements measure: your progress in providing value to your customers.